Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I direct you to John's Gospel, chapter 19, and three words, really, in verse 30. The Gospel according to John, chapter 19, and I'll read verse 30. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. The Gospel according to John, chapter 19 and verse 30. And Jesus therefore had received the vinegar. He said, "It is finished." He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. It is really upon those three words, "It is finished." We want to try and speak a few things this afternoon. One feels as we begin so unworthy to begin with such a gracious, profound word that dropped from the lips of the precious Son of God. First of all, he had finished all that his Father gave to him to accomplish while here below. He had finished all that need to be done of healing the sick and delivering those in bondage. This was all finished. The hymn writer said, "Finished all the types and shadows, finished the ceremonial law. It was all accomplished by the dear Redeemer." And so he could well lay down that precious life that he was to spend here and say, "It is finished." But I just want to press this point this afternoon, as it's with me much, how he ever did what his Father bid him. And he finished that which the Father gave him to do in every jot and tittle of it. And he could well say, "It is finished." Satisfied was a holy God. And then too, there was the wonderful finishing and fulfillment of all the precious promises and prophecies that were throughout God's holy word concerning his coming, concerning his life, concerning his sufferings, concerning his death. It is finished. It had all been most blessedly and graciously accomplished by the Saviour. Not one jot or tittle of what God the Father had ordained had failed. It was all finished by the precious Son of God. And then think of the sins of his dear people. Oh, do we not need, let us bring it right home to you and to me this afternoon, the Lord to finish with all our sin, to wash it all away. It is finished. And how sacred it would be to your burdened, sin-sick soul this afternoon if the Lord were to whisper these words, "It is finished." to your poor heart and mine, that to look for those sins that seem like mountains and those sins that so weigh you down and so plague your heart, for him to say, it is finished, and they all be gone. You see, when he shed those precious drops of blood in the garden of, and I speak it with much reverence, of Gethsemane, and then when the soldier pierced his side here in this chapter, and there came forth that blood and water, blood which was so vital to his dear people, that precious blood that shall never lose its power, the hymn writer said, till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more, can cleanse the blackest, vilest of sinners of all sin. It is finished. No other could accomplish it, only the precious Son of God. And oh, may the Lord, and it's been much with me since this text came, grant to each of us this precious word, it is finished. Regarding the sins that weigh you down, that plague you, that trouble you. The hymn writer said, didn't he, sins immense as is the sea, hide me, O Gethsemane. It won't matter how black those sins may be, how vile, this precious blood has power to remove every particle and every stain that sin has made. What is so wonderful about that precious blood is it not only removes the sin, but it removes the stains of sin. You know, you may, and I use this as a simple natural illustration, and I speak it reverently, you may have a white tablecloth, something spilt on it. You remove whatever has been spilt, but are the stains there? And this precious blood, you see, can remove every stain that sin has made in your poor heart and life. And when he said, it is finished, all that, those sins of the whole church of God were put away, all removed. I think of those precious words, what the Lord spoke, I am he that blotteth out thy sins and will remember thy transgressions no more. As far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed thy transgressions from before thee. Now, these words, you see, it is finished, drop from the sacred lips of the precious Son of God. These closing words before he laid down that precious life. And oh, what attraction there is in them to live in faith. And I would put it to your heart and mind, do we pray that he would say this to us? It is finished. But then, as we read of that robe that he wore, we think how beautifully it illustrates the glorious robe of righteousness that Christ wrought out, and that he finished. What a mercy it is. We have that glorious robe of righteousness finished by the Saviour. No other could begin to finish it but He. That for His dear, pardoned, redeemed children, it is finished. And oh, can your soul this afternoon bless the Lord for that finished robe? You see, our righteousness is as filthy rags. Our righteousness is useless. But this precious righteousness of Christ is a glorious robe for sinners. We sing, don't we, in that beautiful hymn, Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress, mid flaming worlds in these arrayed, with joy shall I lift up my head. But then I want to just go a step or two further with this concerning the precious Son of God, and then look at it in the experiences of the Lord's dear people. He finished that precious holy law, accomplished it in every jot and tittle, so a holy God was satisfied. It is finished. And then how He finished the healing and the sicknesses of His dear people. And He still does. He can finish them in a moment. You think how those blind men, they felt, as far as they were concerned, they'd never see. That's how it appeared in their lives. But you see, the Lord Jesus was to finish all that darkness they were in, not being able to see. And He was to do it in a moment, and how He gave them sight. Now, have you got anything in your soul you need the Lord to finish? You see, when God begins His work in a sinner's heart, however small that work may be in its early stages, we read in the book of Job, though thy beginnings were small, thy latter end shall be greatly increased. However small that work of grace may appear, if the Lord has begun it, rest assured of this, child of God, He will finish it. Oh, He will. He will finish it. The apostle was so clear in that when he wrote to the church in Philippi, didn't he? Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it to the day of Jesus Christ. He will finish it. And if the Lord has given you a right exercise, whatever that exercise may be, if it's of God, the day will come when He will finish it. We sing in one of the hymns, don't we? Finish, O Lord, what Thou hast begun. Choose Thou the way and still lead on. And what the Lord begins, you see, He will finish. Oh, He will. And that's been so upon me, you know, the work of God's grace in sinners' hearts. You see, they won't die. You and I, if we're the children of God, will not die until that work of grace is finished. And as soon as that work of God's grace is finished, then we shall lay down for the things of this earth and be taken to joys beyond the skies. It is finished. And you see, this is what we need the Lord to do, to finish that which he has begun. It's like our name two exercises. First of all, the exercise concerning baptism, the exercise of following the Lord in his sacred ordinances. If the Lord has begun that exercise, he will carry it on and he will finish it in his time. He'll bring it all to fruition, you see. We think of that beautiful word in Psalm 138. What does the dear psalmist say? The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Forsake not the work of thine own hands. He will perfect it. In other words, he will finish it. And you think of the ministry of the dear Lord Jesus. When he uttered these words at Calvary, in many, as I've named just a few blessed aspects of them, but think of his ministry. His ministry was finished. The day had come to lay it down. He'd accomplish all his Father's will and all that the Lord had appointed for him to wonderfully accomplish was now finished. And that blessed ministry, there's no doubt there was much grief and there was in the hearts of the dear disciples that they would not hear him preach again. It is finished. But of course the fulfillment of all this was after the resurrection. Oh, it was. It is finished. And I was thinking about, you see, the Lord's servants and my own ministry. There will come the day when it will be finished. But it won't be finished until the Lord finishes it in his time. I was thinking of the pastorate, you see, like with the beloved pastors that have gone before. The hour came with each one of them when the Lord said it is finished. Their work was done. It's a wonderful thing that is, isn't it? And as with the dear Redeemer, you see, the day came when he uttered these words, it is finished. And so it will be with each of the Lord's dear servants. They may preach just a few years, they may preach many, many years. The Lord's the sovereign. But they preach until the Lord finishes the work, what he's appointed for them to do. And what a comfort that is, isn't it, really? When he has accomplished all in his servants, in his dear people, what he has appointed for them, it is finished. And he will finish it. So those of you that may have got great concerns this afternoon, and I'd use another illustration, as I said, the second would be in the regarding the ministry. When the Lord lays it in the heart of a man, the exercise regarding that ministry, the Lord will finish it by bringing it to pass in his time. Oh, he will. You think of David, to use an illustration, how long the Lord laid it upon him right from the early days that he would be king of all Israel. And you look how the Lord was to finish that. And he was a king over all Israel and Judah. And there was, the Lord said, there was not a king like my servant David. But the Lord was to bring it fruition. You think that in those early days when Samuel anointed him for that solemn work, the years that passed before the Lord brought it to fruition, but the Lord finished it in his time, brought it all to pass, what was laid in the heart of David. And you think too, and our exercise concerning our children, our grandchildren, the exercise concerning our loved ones. You know, if that's a right exercise, the hour will come where the Lord will bring it to fruition. He will finish it. So it's a wonderful thing that the Lord finishes his work. He not only begins it, he not only carries it on, but he finishes it. Oh, he does. He completes it. And have you in your heart, why the Lord has given me this word to bring before you this afternoon, think of those things I've named, I've only hinted a few, but regarding our sin, do we not need the Lord to so assure us that he suffered, bled and died for us, and put away all our sins, it's all finished. You may say, oh, but I sin daily. But you see, in the sight of God the Father, the bride of Christ, you and I, if we are among them, are seen in Christ. And seen in Christ, the church of God is complete and it's completely washed from all sin, as seen in the dear Redeemer. Because he put it all away at Calvary. He could well say it is finished. The redeemed bride of Christ is redeemed by his precious blood. The hymn writer spoke of it, didn't he? Redeemed by precious blood, redeemed. It is finished. All remove the sin of this dear bride, put away by their dear Redeemer, the precious Son of God. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. He could well bow his head and give it up, couldn't he? Because he'd finished all that the Father had given him to do. And the wondrous work of salvation was complete. And oh, to know in our souls it was all done for us, done for me. That's a beautiful verse of the hymn, isn't it? The time of love will come when we shall clearly see not only that he shed his blood, but each shall say for me. Tarry his leisure then, wait the appointed hour, wait till the bridegroom of your souls reveals his love with power. To the seeking, longing soul this afternoon, oh, go on praying the Lord would whisper such a word to you and to me. And may the Lord hasten it in his time when he will say this, it is finished. And what a blessed joy awaits these dear redeemed souls. He'll make you willing, poor soul, to finish with this earth. Finish with the things of time. And to be with the dear Redeemer forever. He made the dear disciples willing to leave everything. To follow him. They were finished with the earth. They were poor men, it is true. There was that in them that clave to the earth. But in their souls they were finished with it. They left all and followed him. The day will come with you and with me when we shall have to leave everything here. Finish with everything of time. But oh, a mercy to be with the dear Redeemer forever. But these sweet tastes have been known, as I said this morning, here below. Well, I've scratched around the surface of it, but may the Holy Spirit whisper this word to our souls, and may we be given that grain of faith to look wholly to the dear Redeemer, to perfect all that concerns us. For his name's sake, amen.